How long have you been in the area and what drew you towards Bristol Bay?
I have been here for 22 years, which seems totally crazy. But the fish drew me to the area. So I came up to guide for the old Quinault Landing Hotel about 22 years ago and then fell in love with it.
How long has Blue Fly been open and what was your inspiration for starting a B&B in this region?
Blue Fly has been open, let's see, I guided 2 seasons for the Quinault and 1 season over on the Tal, and then I decided this is where I want to be, so I started my guide business, so that's probably, 17 or 18 years, and then once I bought this place, I was committed to living here year-round, and that was about 16 years ago, so yeah, there's no doubt in my mind this was going to be my home, even since day one.
What have been the biggest challenges so far?
Challenges. I would say as a young business owner, getting used to living remotely and having to plan. I'm not always the best planner. So having to plan your whole season 6 months in advance and ship everything up on the barges. Getting used to the high cost of living is always a challenge. Learning that you really need to have multiple feathers in your cap to do well out here so you can kind of diversify your interests.
What have been the greatest rewards?
Well, I should say the big fish. But the guests, I would say hands down. I'm a total people person. So everybody that comes here, if I get to share with them how special this place is and they connect with it and they get it and they leave feeling like they're family and they're part of the Bay and especially want to protect it, that's by far the most rewarding to me.
Just out of curiosity, how many fishing trips do you think you go on in one summer?
Oh my God. So I've been in the boat now for 32 days straight guiding. So, and it's only July and our season goes all the way till about the 20th of October. So it's a lot. I mean, 4 months times 22 years, that's a lot of boat time, but I love it. I mean, bring it on. So I'm much happier in the boat than I am in the office, hands down.
I could see that about you. That's not surprising. So COVID is something that has affected everyone throughout the world over the past year. How are you able to manage it, and how does it feel to be back in the swing of things?
It feels great to be back in the swing of things, and I feel so relieved that this community has handled COVID as well as they have. And I think we're 86% vaccinated in our community, which is such a huge relief because for me, there was a huge sense of responsibility with tourism. And I was very nervous and conscious about bringing in people from out of state last summer. In fact, I decided to just close down in June just to see how everything went. And because I really am sensitive to not bringing anything into our little amazing community. So to see that everything was handled really well and the clinic got everybody vaccinated, and it feels really good to be where we're at right now.
So many of us come here for the commercial fishing industry. I think a lot of us, especially on the other side of town, forget that there's also a huge sport fishing industry. How do you think these two work well together, or how don't they?
I think for me, they work really well together because if the fish win, everybody wins. And if the fish lose, everybody loses. So that's a really unifying piece right there. Sport fishing is kind of a new, well, it's not new, but it's a growing industry and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think eventually the tourism component, I'd really like to see them contributing and giving back to the community as much as commercial fishing has done.
For anyone else listening who has maybe thought about starting a business in this area, what is your advice to them?
I would absolutely encourage that. I kind of touched on this earlier about the more feathers in your cap you have in the community and the more ways you can contribute positively to it, I think the better it is. So, I love all the entrepreneurial ideas and stuff around here, and I love encouraging people to start their own businesses and absolutely 110% do it. This is such a special place. And the more people we introduce to it, the more, like I said, we're inclined to protect it. So
do you have any advice, thoughts, shout outs, words of wisdom for anyone listening?
If you get frustrated about something, wait 24 hours and then revisit it. That's the best advice I've ever been given. In fact, somebody said, if you get frustrated and you feel like things aren't connecting the way you want to connect, just wait 24 hours and then revisit the idea and everything will come together. That has been a godsend for me because I do that all the time when I get super frustrated with shipping or whatever reason, you know, crazy high electric bill, who knows, just sit on it, think about it, give it 24 hours, and then usually it's not nearly such a huge problem as it appeared that day.
Thank you so much, Patricia, for taking the time to talk to me.
You're very welcome.